When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
I find this to be offensive as hell. You're going to get it here in a second. I'm going to tell you, after you talk to Sharon, you're going to be as hacked off about this as I am. Hi, Sharon.
Hi.
How are you, young lady?
I'm still alive.
Right? Fighting the good fight, right?
Yeah.
Tell our listeners where you live.
Marion Plaza Apartments in the east part of Pittsburgh.
HUD Apartments.
They're HUD senior citizen apartments.
And is it a high rise?
Six floors.
Six floors. Right? How old are you?
I'm 67.
And you're hot as hell, aren't you?
Yes, I live on the top floor.
How hot has it been getting at night when we're having temperatures at 90 degrees at night?
It's over 100 in the apartment.
No.
Yes. Yes.
And, my dear, what happened to the AC?
It broke down on June 25th.
You have not had AC in more than 2.5 weeks now.
Right.
And does anyone else in the building have AC?
No.
No. What's the address? No. What street is that?
8601 Riceland Street.
Riceland.
Yes.
And what are the apartments called?
Marion Plaza Apartments.
And how many of your friends are just barely hanging on with this kind of heat?
Well, the other Sharon that lives in this apartment complex told me that a couple people went out today with the ambulance.
Whoa.
Yeah. Because a lot of people here have health issues.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Are you having a difficult time breathing?
Yes, I have COPD and sleep apnea. And when the temperature's up there by 90 degrees, my apartment is over 100 degrees and I can barely breathe.
Wow.
Sharon, they gave us a fan.
Yeah, a fan. That only,
yeah, a fan. That only blows the hot air around.
Wow. What the hell are they doing about this? Have they tried to fix the AC?
Well, they ordered parts, and I was told by another resident that the maintenance guy said they ordered parts, and I seen the maintenance guy yesterday, and I asked him when we were going to get AC, and he said that we should hear some news by the end of the week.
Wow.
And I'm like, here, we should have the parts and it should be getting fixed, not hear anything.
Are you in danger?
I believe so. I have a service dog.
Aww.
And she is panting like crazy.
Oh.
And it's, we have, me and my dog go in my car and turn the AC on, and we sit there for an hour just to cool off.
No.
Yes.
Wow. And who's the manager of that building?
Chuck Smith.
Chuck Smith. And the name of the building?
Marion, M-A-R-I-O-N, Plaza.
And how do you contact Chuck?
I don't have his number.
I see. Are there folks there that respond to you from maintenance?
They have a number posted on the door downstairs of an emergency number if something breaks, which it doesn't matter. You can call them, and they says we'll get right on it. And like, I have a broken drawer, and it's been 6 months, and I still have a broken drawer.
What is that number?
Oh, let me see if I can find it.
Wow, this is ridiculous.
It's in my phone. Wait a minute.
I'm sorry. I got time. This is ridiculous.
Let me think here what I'm doing.
Yes, ma'am. Wow. That is absolutely absurd. And you're saying
We have cockroaches that as they spray, but it doesn't help.
Yeah. 412.
Nothing gets around here.
241.
The elevator breaks down all the time. Okay, here's the phone number.
Yeah.
412-241-2589.
Yes, ma'am. I apologize for this. This is not acceptable. It just isn't. Did you say some folks were taken away in an ambulance today?
Yeah.
Wow. Couldn't they throw an emergency unit in your window?
No.
Why?
They haven't tried anything like that. I mean, you know,
wow.
The manager hasn't been here since we've gone without AC.
Wow.
Yeah, he doesn't want to be here without AC.
How the hell can they treat people this way?
I don't know.
I don't either.
I don't know. And it's HUD. You think they would be, you know, we pay our rent. And where's the money going?
Which part of the city, ma'am?
East Pittsburgh, East Hills.
Yeah, yeah.
15221.
I'm on it. I apologize for this. I can't believe this is happening. We have to get this fixed. How warm does it get when it's 97 degrees outside? What's the temperature in your apartment?
I don't know. I'm just estimating. It would probably be 110 at least.
All right, Sharon, sweetheart. Thank you, my dear. We're on it.
Okay. Thank you very much. I hope you can help.
I will. It's not acceptable. So here we have these apartments, HUD apartments, Marion Plaza apartments, Bryceland Street, East Hills. No AC since June 26th. Wow. People could die. This is a public safety issue now. It's a HUD high rise, 6 floors. What a horrible. Marion Plaza apartments, no AC since June 26th. Folks taken away in an ambulance today because of the heat. This is not the way we treat people. You know, if someone found a house full of dogs that didn't have AC and they were in there by themselves in the heat, you folks would freak out. Yet we have 6 floors of seniors who are being literally baked inside their units with no AC for a week and a half, and no one seems to want to help them. We got to get on this. Marion Plaza Apartments, wow, 8601 Bryceland Street, 15221, East Pittsburgh, 6 floors. You know, I'm contacting the health department right now. Like, right now. This is disgusting.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Ro. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Ro, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to ro.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to ro.co/safety.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
So they leave you this emergency number. And by the way, thanks, Trevin, for saving me. We came back from break, and he ran another spot to save my behind because I was on the phone with the emergency number in case there's a problem at these apartments. And the emergency number, first of all, it rang for like 5 minutes. And second, a very nice woman answered, but she doesn't work there. Some apartment management company. And she's not even with them. She just runs a paging service. It's just, I find it reprehensible that from some of my sources out there, that place has always been a SHI blank hole, and no one will do anything about that place. Wow. But they take our taxpayer money for rent. It is HUD, which means they do. Marion Plaza Apartments, how could they allow seniors to bake? If that was your loved one, I mean, I wouldn't leave my mother in there for an hour. You sure as hell wouldn't put your dog in there. If you knew that your dog was in an apartment where it's 95 degrees and there's no AC, would you leave your dog in there? No. Yet somehow we will leave. So there's six stories, at least 100 people, in an apartment complex in East Pittsburgh with no AC for, I'm horrible with math, what'd you say, since the 26th, 31st, what's today's date? 7th, 12 days, almost 2 weeks without AC, which I take for granted and or you take for granted, but if you heard that sweet woman, the poor thing literally takes her two dogs downstairs and turns the AC on the car just so she can breathe. She has COPD. She could die. Where's the county health department? Why wouldn't they put, by the way, I'm just getting into this, so just starting my research. Her friends reached out to me this morning. I wanted a video, but the poor thing can't shoot video on her cell phone. So I left a message with the paging service. They won't call me back because I'm with the media. But the truth of the matter is that there's no way that Sharon and the rest of those folks in the Marion Plaza Apartments in East Pittsburgh on Bryceland should be cooked alive. in essence, inside those units. Should they? So this is acceptable? To which I ask, is this as good as it gets? Wouldn't someone in the system, whether it's county or state, have some compassion and say we can't have them in there during a heat wave when temperatures reach 97? This isn't about me. This isn't about you. This is about folks who could die. And as you heard from her a short time ago, Sharon, wow, she has very little chance of getting air conditioning, and one of the maintenance guys mumbled they might hear something by the end of the week. I always say this. I bet you're you know what. If I went to their homes and turned off their AC, they wouldn't be waiting on parts. They'd have it fixed fast. And I keep giving the address and the name, hoping that someone who gives a crap will get out there and save these folks. In the Marion Plaza Apartments, 8601 Bryceland, 15221 Bryceland Street, East Pittsburgh. A HUD high-rise. So yes, we are paying that. Yes, this is federally funded. Yes, it should be safe. Yes, there should be air conditioning. And yes, this could kill someone. It could. And then what do we do? Then who do we blame? Where do I file that complaint? It's disgusting.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Row. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient, now in a pill, and now on Row. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. At the lowest price available, that's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now on Row. Go to row.co/listen to see if you qualify.
RX only. Go to ro.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses. Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
So if the city won't do anything about the teens losing their minds, the businesses are saying to hell with it. I just heard my man David break some news about one of the water parks. David, this is actually fascinating. There is a pattern here with these policies. Kind of explain what they're doing at Sandcastle. This intrigues me, sir.
So this goes into effect on Friday, and anyone who's under the age of 15 must be accompanied by someone who's at least 21. And you can have a group of kids. You can, for example, you can take your kids down. You don't have to have a 21-year-old for each individual who's under the age of 15, but they can be in charge of up to six people who are under that age to be at the park.
Wow. And so this starts when?
Friday.
And this follows up. I want to get to this Kennywood thing because there's a pattern here.
Yeah.
Kennywood, all-day summer policy. This started in June. Chaperones must complete the park's registration process at entry. Huh. Guests 16 and older must show proof of age. And then Phantom Fall Fest. So it continues. From September 11th through November 1st, the requirement is extended, requiring guests 17 and under to have a chaperone, 21 and older. It seems self-explanatory, David, but you know why they're doing this. Explain.
Well, as they said, they want to be able to maintain a family-friendly environment at the park. So they, you know, I can't speak for them, but right. I would assume that the goal would be to make sure that there aren't teen takeovers happening at Sandcastle or Kennywood.
And Kennywood has had problems with aberrant behavior by teens in the past.
Yeah.
They had gun issues, gang fight issues, which have subsided substantially. And this is an effort to, in essence, attach a kid to an adult, right?
Right. That's right.
And how many can one adult supervise?
Up to six.
Oh, so you
unless you're there with a school group or something like that, because they already have a policy that affects those. So if a Sunday school class or a group is going there, there's a different policy that's already has been in effect for them.
Hey, David, personal question.
Mm-hmm.
Was anything like this ever in place when you were growing up?
Not that I recall.
No.
Of course, I grew up out in the middle of nowhere, too.
But that's okay. But what my point is that this is where we're changing and evolving, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And people now become afraid to go to these spots because they see fights and videos. And so this is a way to maintain the calm, right?
Right. And of course, you know, I think we've been reporting on this as well, but a lot of these things that have happened, I think even the police talked about this, seem to be prompted by, I don't want to use the term instigators, but people who want them to be able to do something so it can make social media.
Oh, hell yeah.
And so they can share it. And if you can have an interaction with law enforcement, you know, all the better.
Patrick, are you there? Is Patrick around? Patrick, are you hearing this? So Sandcastle's doing this. I applaud them. Kennywood's doing this. I applaud them. But David nailed it, Patrick. This is about clicks and clickbait. Goes back to the... Describe the World Star thing we saw years ago, Patrick. What would happen? Because this is fascinating how this thing kind of evolved. Can't hear you.
There we go. It was mainly younger people that we saw doing this.
Yep.
And they would record themselves doing stupid things, whether it was pranks or assaulting people, and they would do their World Star and then do it.
They would scream that.
Upload to the site.
They would scream that.
Oh, yeah, they would scream it out. Absolutely.
And then they post it on that site.
Specifically for that site.
Yeah. But now it's evolved, has it not?
It has. And now we're seeing it through, you know, disappearing messages and videos that get posted across Snapchat and whatever platform they're on this week.
Someone said it's for money. I wouldn't imagine they could build an account that pays on a consistent basis, but that is possible, isn't it?
Yeah, but not typically. Most of these you're seeing, it's local people just sharing things, and it's going out there so quickly, and then it's gone.
And it really is based on they want clicks, they want attention. That's exactly why they're doing it, right?
Yeah, they want attention. They're not making money off the clicks on these things. Some of them are, you know, getting some eyeballs from their peers, but it's more about that than it is getting, you know, money for clicks.
Well, there's other types of currency.
Hold on, go ahead.
There's other types of currency. Clout that comes about from being able to do that.
Nice. Hey, Patrick.
Exactly.
Do you embrace these ideas? I do. I think it's brilliant. I think it's about damn time.
Yeah, I think we're going back to some of the things we had to do once upon a time in the 90s in different places, where you had curfews and malls, had restrictions on age and chaperones, and you know, what's old is new again with the new problem.
David, thanks, brother.
Sure.
Appreciate it, Patrick. I have never been at Kennywood where there was a problem ever in my life, ever. I've never had anything but wonderful experiences at Kennywood and Idlewild. We particularly loved Idlewild. But I have not been at Kennywood in at least 5 years. My oldest doesn't like roller coasters. My two youngest like hanging with their friends. And so I generally don't go to Kennywood. No disrespect to Kennywood. I think they do a hell of a job. But Wet n Wild and Sandcastle and these water parks. I have friends that quit bringing their families to these water parks. Sandcastle. No disrespect to Sandcastle. It's a wonderful business. They do a hell of a job. What they're seeing became out of their control. Idiot kids trying to make a scene, trying to get attention. I think this is a wonderful idea. Make adults responsible. Make them sign these kids in. By the way, somehow, some way, we have to tie adults to these teens creating these takeovers in cities across America. Somehow, we have to hold the adults accountable so that their teenage kids will be held accountable. Good for Sandcastle. Good for Kennywood. You know what they're doing? They're trying to save their business, because here's what happens. The buzz hits town from people that pay and say, I ain't going there anymore. Did you see those videos? Did you see those kids beating each other up at that pool? I ain't going there anymore. Did you see those massive fights at Kennywood? And then you don't have a business. From my friend Glenn, what stinks about these policies, it penalizes the good kids because of the behavior of the bad kids. Okay. So be it. Don't know what to tell you, my man. Chris, go ahead.
Chris, hey, Marty.
What's up, brother?
I grew up in West Virginia, in the 60s. Very quick, I heard you were a doctor play with you. They started having trouble with the high school, with the clicks and everything.
Yeah.
What happened was the police set a curfew. If you had a group of kids out there, they brought in school buses if the school area had schools. If not, they'd bring in trucks or something like that, haul all the kids to jail, find them, have their parents come down and get it. You do it one time, after that, they behaved themselves. They got the message. Thank you, Marty. You're doing a good job. Goodbye.
My man nailed it, and that's what it's going to come down to. They don't quite know what to do yet in terms of law enforcement. They just don't, because they don't have the space to put them in. They don't have detention centers. Schuman holds has 13 beds. But as a high-ranking public safety spokesman told me this morning, we got to do something because this is bad, real bad. I commend Sandcastle. I commend Kennywood. Good for you. About damn time. On the day we sweat it out on the streets of a runaway American dream. My man, Bruce. And now we ride through mansions of glory and suicide machines. The more my voice blows out, the more I sound like Bruce. We're going to have an album here in about a year. The tools that are out there that need to be put in place in Pittsburgh, curfews. The gentleman who called from West Virginia was spot on. There has been discussion in other cities. You move in, you grab 200 kids, you put them on buses, and you sit them on the bus until their parents get there. Put them in detention centers. We have no space here. It's a problem. But what the businesses can do, and I love them for this, Sandcastle and Kennywood. All right, you went in here, you have an adult with you there, big boy. You want to cause trouble, it's going to be on mommy. Go ahead, Kathy.
Hey, Marty, how you doing?
Great, sister.
Hey, I don't do Instagram, Facebook, TikTok. I don't do any of that stuff. Is there any way those media outlets, whatever you want to call them, where they post this stuff, can they shut that down so nobody knows that this stuff is happening?
Hey, Patrick.
Can they block it?
Is Patrick there? I mean, Patrick, yeah, they can filter anything the hell they want, but we're talking about an insanely difficult process, isn't it?
Well, exactly. Especially when you're talking about things that are done in, say, live videos.
Yep.
The live is a lot harder to screen as it's happening.
Yeah, so it was just a thought. I didn't know. I'm thinking, you know, maybe they can do this stuff. I don't know.
It's being discussed because something has to happen, does it not, Kathy?
Yeah. So then they post this stuff, you shut it down, then nobody knows, nobody sees it or hears about it, and it doesn't happen.
Hey, Kathy.
Shut it down.
What about the chaperone policies at Sandcastle and Kennywood?
I agree.
Same.
I agree. I'm one of nine. Uh-huh. We didn't. The most trouble we were throwing snowballs at the Pat buses. I lived up in the projects.
Yeah.
That's the worst trouble we got into. I don't know the answer. I wish I did.
Yeah, me too. It's sad. She's right. Tony, go ahead.
Hey, Marty. Couple points. There's a thing out there called geofencing, and I'm not sure exactly how it works, but it's a way that you can tell what's going on in a certain area or whatnot. They should be, these kids are communicating somehow to gather this group together to go someplace. Yeah. There should be able to be some kind of reverse geofencing or something. You should be able to tell what they're doing and who's talking to who and where they're going, and should be able to head them off at the pass. You know, that's one thing that I feel they could maybe do. And again, I'm not a technical guy. But then another thing is arrest these parents.
Right on.
If it went the other way, if you did something to the child, that parent would be pressing charges against you in a heartbeat, and they would want you arrested and thrown in jail. Well, at the end of the day, it happens in reverse, too. Your kid does something, I'm arresting you. And we're taking you, or we're charging you with something.
Hey,
because at the end of the day, until it hurts them, it's never going to change, Marty. It's never going to change.
I agree. Hey, what do you think about the chaperone policies at Sandcastle and Kennywood?
Oh, I'm all about it.
Same.
I'm all about it.
Same.
I don't even want my kids. Look, I grew up going to Kennywood. That was a big thing for us.
It was.
And I'm going to tell you right now, I don't want my grandchildren then getting anywhere near it. And I hate to say that, but until it's cleaned up, until this nonsense stops, it's a scare. I'm afraid to go out in some areas of public.
Why wouldn't
to
you
worry
be?
About this nonsense happening?
Why wouldn't you be?
It's terrible, man, and I never was like that before.
Same.
You know?
Same. At some point.
Sad. I don't want my kids or grandchildren getting
hurt. At some point, there has
hurt.
To be accountability on all parts. All parts.
No doubt about it.
Yeah,
no doubt about it.
And look, man, I was a borderline felon growing up. That's just the truth. I told you this. I woke up one morning early. It was like dark. And I met my friends in the streets. And our plan was to egg the houses of the kids in the neighborhood we didn't like. My mom, Rose, who could hear a flea fart, heard us. And snatch me up and punish me. When I stole cars, because I had two active parents, they lost their minds. First, I went to juvenile court. Then I came home. I had to paint our house, three stories wood. I had to paint my grandmother's interior house, eight rooms. Seriously, I wasn't allowed out for, it was close to 6 months. And then I went to Central Catholic, ran track and played football, and it diverted me from the life of a felon to the life of an athlete. But my parents and my father said, son, I will not allow this to happen. And they didn't. The big, big issue, because parents need to be there. In most of the cases, with most of these kids, they're either out there on their own, sadly, or 75 to 80% are from single parent households. And God bless mom, she's out there working four jobs and can barely breathe. It's a hell of a problem. But what we're doing is further isolating folks from doing things that they used to consider fun, because they're afraid people will be raising hell when they get there. It's a hell of a problem. And it's very disheartening. We will be talking live to city leaders on this show in the next few days about what the hell we can do. Because you can't have chaperones downtown. Yet. Let's see what happens.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.